Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well,
it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $67.50 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $67.50 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Find new roads.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
301 for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Kenny Agostino led the AHL in scoring this season and became the third Wolves player to earn the league's MVP award. Become your family's MVP by purchasing a Wolves mini plan. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
It's all about confidence, man. As we continue to rebuild their confidence and as they get it back, you're going to see a lot more of that. It's that simple. Our confidence has been nicked a little bit. Happens to everybody.
Joe Maddon's 500 Cubs in Queens to play the Mets tonight. The Cubs are coming off a victory yesterday against the Rockies, and that Joe Maddon was talking about is them smacking four home runs. The Mets have won three straight. John Lackey and Jacob DeGrom, the starters. Lackey 2-0, a 2.14 ERA in five career regular season starts against the Mets. The Cubs are just one game behind first place Milwaukee in the National League Central. As for the lineup tonight, John Jay leads off. Kyle Schwarber not starting. On the south side, White Sox hosting Baltimore. Mike Pelfrey and Wade Miley, the pitchers. The Sox have lost 9 of their last 11. The MLB draft is tonight. Sox have the 11th pick in the first round. The Cubs have the 27th and 30th selections. NBA Game 5 of the finals tonight. Cleveland at Golden State. Warriors up 3-1. They've dominated the two games they've played at home so far. They took Game 1 by 22 points, won Game 2 by 19. In fact, Golden State has not lost a playoff game at home this postseason. 8-0. It was on this date in 1991 that the Bulls won their first ever championship by knocking off the Lakers 4-1 in the NBA Finals. Football Bears minicamp starts tomorrow. There are final practices before training camp, and the Ravens signed former Chiefs receiver Jeremy Maclin. Searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. Every morning, 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave, and thousands of Gillette workers start their day at their factory in Boston, bringing you America's number one shave at lower prices every day. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get your first and fourth order free. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:35 when the Cubs take on the Mets on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
They're all right. They would all kill us. The game gets worse as time goes on.
Yeah, it's horrible to watch, right?
Players are less talented than they used to be. The guys in the 50s would have destroyed everybody. It's weird how human evolution goes in reverse in sports. You know, players get weaker, smaller, less skilled. I can't explain it.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Oh, that is some withering and delicious sarcasm delivered deftly by Warriors head coach Steve Kerr, with all the old heads yapping about how much better their old teams were from 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago. He's having none of it. You should be checking out our live video stream at 670thescore.com, brought to you by American Needle, based in Chicago since 1918. Lawrence Holmes is in for Jason Goff on the Bernstein and Goff Show, and we now go to the Home Run-In Pizza Hotline. Think outside the oven. Try a home run-in off the grill this summer. Jim Cosimore is a host at NBC Sports Bay Area. That Bay Area, exactly where tonight's NBA Finals Game 5 is going to be. Jim, what's going on, man? How are you?
Dan, it's been a long time. I remember you as the longtime voice of the Rockford Lightning, for crying out loud. That's
yes,
how long
sir.
You back.
Sky Point.
Going back a ways.
The CBA and the Lightning, indeed.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Lawrence, would you like to join in the CBA conversation that Dan are going to have for the next Dan and I are going to have?
No, man. Do what you guys do. That's totally fine. You guys want to talk Rockers or whatever that team was called? Go right ahead.
So we got real basketball occurring tonight, and I keep getting back to this. As a fan, I don't want the season to end. I want the pressure to build. Lawrence has said that he would love to see the Warriors just have to drag themselves onto an airplane and go back to Cleveland, but it doesn't really line up plausibly as far as the number of scenarios that are playing out as far as I'm concerned. What do you think?
No, I agree with both of you guys, but if we want to build a case, because I think we all would like to see another game in this series, the one thing we can hang our hats on is that the Warriors haven't really been through any adversity throughout the playoffs. They just went right through everybody 15-0 until they got to that last game in Cleveland, at which point Cleveland threw everything at them and they had a wonderful night. There's little question of that. So if you can maybe say, all right, the Warriors have a little adversity, although they're coming home, the Cavaliers again are going to throw everything they can at them. We'll see how the Warriors respond, in particular Draymond Green, who can let his emotions get in the way. I think I'm with you guys. I think the Warriors can and will close it tonight. But, boy, I would love to see them have to go back to Cleveland.
How do you measure the impact of Steve Kerr as coach? It's hard to figure out because they were running through teams. It didn't matter if I was coaching them.
It seems that way, Lawrence. But part of it is because he's been gone for such long stretches with his back problems, and it's horribly unfortunate because there have been a couple of really wonderful runs this franchise has had, whether it was winning a championship with him a couple of seasons ago, winning 73, but he wasn't really the primary guy for a big chunk of the season. And then you have this year in the playoffs where he misses large chunks. But a lot of the success that you add to Steve Kerr is the infrastructure he has built on from the team he was given, a 50-win club that he was given from Mark Jackson. And he was able to build more off of the defense that Mark Jackson instilled with an incredibly creative offensive mind. And it's because he laid the foundation and because he has guys who have bought in. Remember, his very first act as head coach wasn't X's and O's. His very first act as head coach was getting plane tickets to each and every guy's home on his roster. And he personally flew to all of their homes to show them what he expected of them because he wanted to know them as people before he knew them as basketball players. And I really think that's where you can build that answer. It's not a direct linear answer. Hey, he's great at X's and O's. He's a people person. And remember, we're in Northern California where feeling is everything, guys.
What do you think it meant to the Warriors to not have the perfect postseason? Because some teams would let down there. It's hard to tell. Every team is different, and I don't know how they were talking about it internally, about the immortality of their legacy of doing something like that. And now that that's over and out of the way, I'm not sure exactly what it meant. You're closer to them than we.
Yeah. Internally, extraordinarily, quietly, They wanted 16-0. They knew they blew it last year. 73-0 meant nothing. As Michael Jordan told owner Joe Lacob in the offseason, your 73 wins means bleep because you didn't win the championship. And the Warriors hung that on their head. Getting those 73 wins meant nothing to them. Going 16-0 meant something to them. And as they got further and further along, they started to open up a little bit more about it until the point when they were 15-0, when Draymond Green directly discussed it, saying, yeah, 16-0 is now right in our sights, and of course we're talking about it and thinking about it, and we're going to do it. And then they got kicked in the ball bag, and all of a sudden they're coming back home for a game five, which they didn't anticipate. So they wanted it. They wanted it dearly. But I think, Dan, in the end, they puffed their chest out a little too much, thinking that Cleveland was just going to fall back, and Cleveland didn't fall back. And so now they're just another great NBA juggernaut.
How have they made this whole thing work where you have a lot of guys that need touches and a lot of guys who rightfully so think that they're the man? That Draymond probably thinks he's the straw that stirs the drink because of what he does emotionally and on the boards for them. Klay is has the prettiest jump shot in the NBA and can give you 37 and a quarter. Steph's got two MVPs, one of them unanimous. Kevin Durant is the second best player in the league. How have they been able to make it all work and everyone seem relatively happy?
Excellent illustration of everyone's importance to what goes on. Iguodala's a big piece of that because he's a veteran presence. All I can say is you have to go back to the recruitment process, back to what we now call the Hamptons Five. It was Draymond, it was Klay, it was Steph, it was Andre Iguodala, going with coaches and GMs and ownership. Jerry West was a part of the crew. But the very first meeting that took place was with the four Warriors in uniform with Kevin Durant. They were alone in a room, and they chopped it up. They talked about basketball. They talked about the game. And then the conversation grew to include agents and owners and GMs. But the reason they're able to make it work on the floor is because they were able to make it work off the floor. They understood one another and what everyone's goal was potentially to be, which was to be the greatest single individual team in the NBA. For Kevin Durant, he had never won a ring. It was his chance to team up with guys who had won a ring. But it was those remaining guys of four who had just gone through 73 wins and blowing it in an NBA Finals who knew they had to rework the equation, and that equation needed to have another superstar in today's NBA game. And they felt they found the right guy. So the reason it works on the floor, because there are a number of alpha males out there, is because they got it to work before they ever stepped on the floor, and before they would tell you, before KD ever signed the contract, it was a big thing that everyone understood what their role was going to be. And one guy I'll tell you in particular who was kind of pointed at in the meeting, Klay Thompson, the agents for KD pointed at him, Kevin Durant pointed at him and said, you're probably the one guy who's going to sacrifice the most. You're getting fewer shots. And Thompson just looked around and he said, no, we're winning basketball games. We're all going to have our day. And it's going to happen throughout the course of 82 games and then a long playoff. But guys understand one another, and that's why it works.
It's amazing to me, too, the contradiction between the meritocracy that they have on the floor, that the ball finds whoever it's supposed to find. There is an organization in how they do things and a discipline in how it runs. Yet, when you hear Steve Kerr describe it, he says so much about what they do was letting go of organization. That in the locker room around the team, he describes it as a self-controlled chaos where it's sort of found organically, it's found its own dynamic balance here, that this thing that could be really close in any other situation with other people involved could completely spiral out of control has found its own kind of almost perfect stasis. And the way it functions, I don't know that you could teach this. I don't know that this can be replicated, even though I know teams are going to try.
Yeah, they are. It's free-form jazz that comes together at the right time with the greatest players of each individual instrument is what it is. And you're right. It's hard to pinpoint, but it's something that Steve Kerr has done throughout his career from the point when he was a player till he went to the broadcast area, till he went to a GM, then back to broadcast. Every time he had the opportunity to speak to another head coach, he would go back and take notes. And he wanted to build something that he thought was going to be successful offensively. And then not only did you have to build what you thought could be successful, but put those pieces together. And that's what he works with so incredibly well with the likes of Jerry West of the world and the Bob Myers, who's the general manager, and even Joe Lacob, who is not one of the owners who just owns the team and writes checks. He's there for the workouts. He gets an input and say into what goes on, and they will all tell you he's very bright with it. But how do they get to do it? I really don't know. I think that's probably the secret sauce that Steve Kerr has been able to develop with the talent that he's been given. It's fun to watch. Everyone gives up the basketball. Sure, there are times when, and I keep referencing Draymond Green because he's probably the most mercurial of all the guys on the roster. He might be the guy who has yelled the most about not getting shots for himself. And there was a famous time last year when Luke Walton was the head coach. And guys with the substitute teacher will go off and do more than they're expected to do or more than they're told to do. And then when the head coach came back, well, there were fewer shots for a guy like Draymond Green. But eventually he was able to get pulled back in with the rest of the guys, and he stays in line. When you have the superstars staying in line, it's hard for the other guys to fall off, guys, and that's probably part of the equation.
Coz, what's the proper way to approach trying to beat the Warriors if you're Cleveland tonight, outside of having a historic shooting night?
That's going to be difficult. I mean, to honestly try and to think you can put together a game plan for one game, you know, you have to hit your shots, but I think you have to get physical again. Mm-hmm. You have to try to get them off their mental game to get them outside of what they do. If you can start to get guys a little bit askew, a little bit, you know, off balance, if you can take the crowd out of it early, you've given yourself the best chance. But, man, it is going to be tough to knock off the Warriors two in a row and going back to their building. I think there's just so much anticipation for a parade. You know, I'll tell you, a lot of people are already joking. You know what? We're putting our lawn chairs out on Broadway in Oakland. We're ready for Thursday's parade, everybody. So the anticipation level is high out here. I don't know if Cleveland's got what it takes, but it's going to take one of those enormous efforts. And I can't wait for him to tip off, to be honest.
It's a crew that will let him play if they call a game like they've called it in the past. Danny Crawford is the lead official with Ed Malloy and Derek Stafford. So I think that bodes well. We know that Danny Crawford can control physical games without trying to foul guys out. And he's got the respect of both coaches. So it should be just right. And look, the more entertaining basketball we can get, I hope I'm wrong, and I hope we get more of it, because this stuff has just been epic.
Yeah, it has been wonderful. But what does it say that we can sit here and look at the officiating crew and try to determine what could possibly happen? Does the NBA have to address the fact that, you know, the elephant in the room is, everyone says, well, shoot, the reason the Cavs won the other day is because the Warriors get another home game, the league gets another home game. We're always trying to read tea leaves with officials. I want it to last longer. I just hate doing all that background work, you know?
Yeah.
All that back work.
Yeah, I don't think officials can cause a team to score 49 points in a quarter. I think
excellent
that's
point.
Sometimes it's just going in.
Coz, yep. I got one more thing I want to ask you. Having covered Colin Kaepernick, I'd love to know what you think about him not having a job.
You know what? He wasn't that effective. He couldn't play. He wasn't good. Certainly, listen, there's no question that his stance last year didn't sit well with a certain percentage of ownership. I think it's unfortunate he doesn't have an opportunity. I think there's a slice of it that he just can't play the way he used to, and I think there's a slice of it that people don't want to deal with the perceived hassle that was brought with it.
Was there an actual hassle?
In the Bay Area, no. Remember, in the Bay Area, his was the majority thought. Hmm. You know, I think in the media said, yeah. When Colin Kaepernick said, hey, it's easier to get a license to cut hair than it is to become a policeman, the media out here agreed with him. But if you just did the simple back work, that's incorrect. So I think a phrase like that might have hurt other people's opinion of him. Honestly, he's not thought of anymore. His name doesn't even get brought up anymore as far as, you know, why he's playing or not playing. I think that's more of a national story. I'm interested that no one has signed him, but I don't know what he would add to a team other than being a backup.
Wasn't he 16-4 touchdowns and interceptions though last year?
He was, you know, I don't think he was that good last year. I mean, did you watch? I don't know how much you watched him. I don't think he was that effective. I don't think he threw the ball well. He wasn't. Now, I will say this, and at the start of the season, I was the guy who was saying, I hope he comes out and has an enormous year, because he had a pitiful year the previous season, and I wanted him to play well. He was a guy who was supposed to revolutionize the position. I loved watching him run by the Green Bay Packers in the playoffs, throw the ball like crazy, and take a team to the Super Bowl. But those are distant memories now, and I just don't think he's the same quarterback now.
Why did he not get better? Was it a function of the roster in San Francisco? Was it coaching? Was it him? How did it not take him to the next point in his career?
I think that a lot of it had to do with the horrible infrastructure with the San Francisco 49ers at the time. When Jim Harbaugh, that 8-8 season he had, when there was such a dysfunction between him and the front office, I think that affected Colin Kaepernick. And then the move to Jim Tom Sula, we saw what that was all about. I think that clearly affected Colin Kaepernick, because Kaepernick's biggest, the biggest backer he had was Jim Harbaugh, who understood how to utilize those tremendous gifts that he had. I don't think it happened under Tom Sula. Then you have Chip Kelly. And by then, I just think it spun out of control. There was no, and believe me, there was certainly no confidence from Kaepernick to the ownership group. Remember when he signed his contract, he took less money under the guise of the team said, we're going to spend this money that we're saving on you, on talent around you, because we think we can be a dominant power for a number of years. And then they never spent a dime. They had more cap space than anyone else out there, and they never spent the money. And I think that hurt Kaepernick as well.
Coast, thanks for the time, man.
Always great. I appreciate coming on. I hope we get another game in this series, because it's an awful lot of fun.
All right, Jim Cozenworthy, the former voice of the La Crosse Catbirds, our guest on the Bernstein and Brown show. Hey, man, we're still out there. There's still a few of us. Isn't Tom McGinnis, who I think came in after you in La Crosse, is still doing Sixers, right?
Yeah, he's in the league. He's doing the Sixers. Tim Roy, who does the Warriors, I think he did some CBA, a little bit of CBA in the past. So they're still out there, brother.
There's a bunch of veterans with a bunch of stories to tell. Good to talk, Coast. Thanks, man.
Hey, take care, guys.
That is Jim Cozenmore of NBC Sports Bay Area.
You guys need to have a reunion.
You know what? We do.
I do it.
In all seriousness, while Mauro Panaggio is still alive, we should probably... A CBA reunion would be awesome.
Put it together. You know people.
That really would be great. We get like a convention center, and it would have to be one of the markets, though. We'd have to do it in Rockford or Cedar Rapids or something.
No, you're not getting... These guys are all moved on to being big shooters. They're not coming
everybody.
To Rockford.
There's some guys that are out on the street smoking rocks. We want to have those guys there, too. We want to have everybody
No, you don't.
There. Yeah, we do. It's the CBA. It's supposed to be gritty and real. We should stay in some cheap-ass hotel. Everybody eats a Cracker Barrel. Come on.
Have you watched Brock Meyer yet?
No, I have not.
Dan, for someone who spent a lot of time, I really think that you would dig that show.
Minor League Play-by-Play?
Mm-hmm.
About that life?
I think that you would appreciate where your life could have gone.
No, the time to be about that life. If you are a middle-aged minor league broadcaster at that point, something has taken a turn. Something's gone. That's a job for a 20, 22, 23-year-old person.
You should watch the show. There's a lot of good reasons to watch the show. Joe Buck is on it. Tremendous.
I've heard the reviews that I've read of it say that there are some moments that work, but the protagonist is just so unlikable, it's hard to root for.
I get that, and at the end of the season, but it's only 10 episodes.
Okay.
Knock it out in a weekend.
This segment brought to you by Subway Restaurants. Go Mediterranean at your local Subway restaurant. Try a toasty flatbread or chopped salad topped with steak or chicken, feta cheese, and a creamy tzatziki sauce. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Len Casper talks Cubs at 4 on The Score.
Want to listen to your favorite radio play-by-play announcers like Pat Hughes or Jeff Joniak?
Touchdown! Touchdown Bears!
Matching your radio audio to your TV. Yeah, that's a sports fan's dream.
It's got a chance! Go!
Go to DelayRadio.com. Use promo code THESCORE to receive free shipping and order a SportsSync Delay Radio now.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Stop me if you've heard this one before, but the Pittsburgh Penguins are tough as all get out, and the Pittsburgh Penguins are the back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. I've always said that no postseason is as grueling and draining as the NHL playoffs. It tests you mentally and physically, playing essentially every other day for about 2 months, and I'm not sure any team has ever been tested, both physically and mentally, as much as the Penguins were. Check this. They went 5 games with Columbus, 7 with the Caps, 7 with the Senators, and 6 with the Predators. They lost their starting goaltender minutes before the start of the playoffs. Chris Letang missed the entire postseason, and they did all of this as the defending Stanley Cup champs. And they went into Nashville, a place where the Predators almost never lose, and they won there. I'm not ready to predict a three-peat, but after what I saw from this group over the last 2 months, I sure wouldn't rule that out either. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey Cubs fans, Ryan Sandberg here for the Original Grain Watch Company, the official timekeeper of the Chicago Cubs. Original Grain has made an extraordinary watch, the Wrigley Field Chrono, an heirloom to be handed down from one generation to the next. For the generations of fans who believed in the Chicago Cubs and supported their journey to become the 2016 World Series champions, handcrafted featuring wood reclaimed from the original Wrigley Field green seats. The Wrigley Field Chrono is more than a timepiece, it's a piece of time. Visit originalgrain.com. That's original, G-R-A-I-N.com.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
6:37.
Dads love steak, and I've got the perfect gift for your dad for Father's Day. And when I get done describing it and telling you about all this fabulous stuff from Omaha Steaks, you're going to get one for yourself, too. Maybe you're a dad. You can get yourself a Father's Day present, because I have this package, and I'm glad that I have the downstairs freezer in the basement, because it's going to take me a long time to eat all this stuff. Omaha Steaks is awesome. You know, the aged for 21 days, unlocking the full flavors of the cuts, the fact that everything is hand-trimmed and vacuum-sealed, the highest quality cuts and one-of-a-kind flavor. And this Father's Day, for $49.99, you can get the Father's Day package. It's only available for a limited time. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter Dan B. in the search bar, and it will apply the savings. You say, well, that sounds like a lot of money, Bernstein. What do I get? Well, what you get is 80% off the Father's Day package. For that price, you get 2 mild filet mignons, 2 bold, beefy top sirloins, 4 crispy chicken fried steaks, 4 juicy boneless pork chops, 4 all-beef Omaha steak burgers, 4 award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs. I made some of those the other night. They're great. A pound of steakhouse fries, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha steak seasoning packet, and they're putting in 4 additional burgers free. That's the package. Every bit of that is $49.99. When you go to omahasteaks.com, you type Dan B. in the search bar, and you add the Father's Day package to your cart. This is not going to last long. It ends soon. So don't forget, go to omahasteaks.com and do this. Type Dan B. in the search bar on the main page, then grab your dad and fire up the grill.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center, with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the Perspiration, I think, is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai, because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever sales event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever sales event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
This summer, Amstel Light and 670 The Score invite you to make it a light round. Visit the Amstel Light display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a free round of golf with your Amstel Light purchase. Courses include Bolingbrook Golf Club, Cantini, Deer Path, Fox Lake Country Club, Harborside, Highland Park Country Club, Pinecrest Golf Club, Boughton Ridge, and Vernon Hills Golf Club. At home or at the 19th hole, choose Amstel Light and make it a light round. Enjoy Amstel Light responsibly. 2017 Amstel Light Lager Beer, Amstel USA, White Plains, New York. 0600.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
3:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Kenny Agostino led the AHL in scoring this season and became the third Wolves player to earn the league's MVP award. Become your family's MVP by purchasing a Wolves mini plan. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Well, I don't want to jinx us or anything, you know, but if we keep having some good at-bats, keep stringing along some good at-bats, we're going to see a lot of success here in the future.
Addison Russell and the Cubs offense breaking out in yesterday's win over the Rockies. They're hoping it carries over to tonight when the Cubs play the Mets in New York. The Cubs blasting four home runs, including one by Russell. Tonight, John Lackey gets the ball. The Mets counter with Jacob DeGrom. John Jay leads off. Kyle Schwarber not starting. The Cubs 11-16 on the road, 31-31 overall. They're one game behind Milwaukee in the National League Central. White Sox home against Baltimore. Mike Pelfrey goes for the Sox. He's 2-1 over his last four starts, a 1.69 ERA. On the flip side, the Orioles go with Wade Miley, who the Sox have hit well at .523 slugging percentage against him over the last 7 years. The MLB draft begins tonight. Sox have the 11th overall pick. Cubs pick 27th and 30th. NBA Game 5 of the Finals tonight in Oakland, Cleveland at Golden State. The Warriors lead the series 3-1, the same lead that they squandered a year ago when the Cavs rallied to take the title. But this year, slightly different. Cleveland trying to become the first team in NBA history to win a championship after dropping the first 3 games of the Finals. Football Bears minicamp starts tomorrow, mandatory. 3 days of practices, their final sessions before heading to Bourbonnais next month. Former Chiefs receiver Jeremy Maclin is signed with Baltimore. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank for a free checking account that fits your lifestyle. The Dow fell 36 points. NASDAQ finished down 32. S&P 500 dropped 2 points. Did you have one of those mornings where it feels like you've already had a morning before morning even starts? You need a breakfast crunch wrap from Taco Bell. Eggs, bacon, melty cheddar cheese, and a full hash brown all wrapped up. If you've had a morning before your morning, let Taco Bell make you breakfast. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 5:35 when the Cubs take on the Mets on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. Give your brakes a break, your radiator a rest, and your dipstick a day off. Every time you ride Metra, you avoid wear and tear on your car and on your nerves too. Find a ride you feel good about now at MetroRail.com.
This segment is brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. There's no really figuring out these Cubs. I guess that's the conclusion we can draw. there isn't really any secret or mystery. There isn't something to ferret out here when the truth is right in front of us. With a lot of guys not as good as they were last year and perhaps overperforming in large numbers last year. And this is some underperformance that should mitigate to something a little bit better. I think that's still a reasonable expectation.
And I think a league that is starting to improve a little bit, like the National League West, where you had last year when Colorado got off to that really good start and Trevor Story went on that great run. It's like, I don't know if I believe it. But Charlie Blackmon is an MVP candidate.
Yeah, the bad teams aren't as bad, and some of the mediocre teams got good.
You know, you already have a guy in Arenado who's an MVP candidate, and you add the season that Blackmon has put together behind them.
How about LeMahieu?
LeMahieu's been great.
Mark Reynolds has turned himself into something he hasn't been.
He's more than a three-outcome hitter now. I mean, he's doing a little bit of everything for you, which is shocking. Which is, Chris Komka had the stat this weekend about Schwarber, who's kind of becoming a three true outcome dude, that he hasn't hit a single since May 19th.
A lot of that's the shift, that they take away the likely spot for where a single would land.
There are some guys who still hit singles through the shift. Rizzo's one of those dudes who still hits them. It's just funny to me that, like, the rest of the league is, the National League in particular, the out west, because out east, it's going to be the Nationals. The Mets thing, I'm curious how this plays out, because it's two teams that desperately need to get something going, and how this series plays out is really intriguing to me.
Well, the DeGrom is a handful to start a series. You know, the kind of thing where you say, well, where are the key hits? Where you're just hoping to survive up there sometimes as hard as he's throwing. And we saw what happened a couple of years ago when the Mets were trotting out just one power arm after another and silencing the Cubs' bats, pitching backwards, remember? And you know, mm-hmm. Theo talked about it. At least they're on him in that regard. That they understand that they knew that strategy and they might be ready for them to be throwing breaking stuff early and using the fastballs as wipeout stuff. Other teams have been throwing hard stuff up in the zone against the Cubs, so I think we'll know relatively early, certainly a couple times through the top of their order, what DeGrom is trying to do.
So it's Lackey DeGrom tonight, Lester Wheeler tomorrow, Lester versus, not a guy name, and then on Wednesday, it's Montgomery versus Harvey. That's the other thing. The fact that you have to still start Montgomery and Eddie Butler, that's where I think that if they do feel like they're a division-winning team, and I don't see any reason for them not to believe that they're a division-winning team, at least this division, then you got to go and bolster your starting rotation. You've got to find someone to... What did Joe Maddon say last year? That last year he wanted his starters to account for 1,000 innings. That he wanted everyone to be around 200 innings in his rotation. Those guys stay healthy.
Unbelievably rare in modern baseball.
They damn near got there, right?
I know they did. Well, they were blessed with ridiculous health.
But now, when you've got, obviously, Lackey kind of at the end, Arrieta taking a downturn in his career, you've got to find some, unless they're not being as dominant, you've got to find someone who's going to eat those innings for you.
How about Hendricks not being as reliable?
A lot of people thought, well, another guy with an innings jump, you know, what's he like the next year after that?
Or it's a guy who just flatly overperformed.
Maybe.
And had an all-time great defense sucking up every ground ball that came out of the batter's box.
Well, he also had incredible command and control.
And induced soft on-the-ground contact.
Absolutely. I want to give him credit. I don't want to just say it was the historic defense behind him. He did a great job of hitting the mitt last year. Whatever Cubs catcher throws the mitt out there, Kyle Hendricks was like, okay, let me put it right there, which I think helps to induce some of that weak contact and allow your defense to do what they got to do.
So many things happen that you... the earlier caller who said this is baseball, this is regression to the mean, this is variance. I always talk about that variance trumps everything. Baseball is largely, no matter what, season to season, it is about variance. So I almost laughed when we were talking about how Madden was managing it like a playoff game yesterday. It's like, all right, fifth inning, Arrieta is out. Huge situation. You got Desmond up. He goes to Carl Edwards Jr. And he gives up the hit. You know, it doesn't work. The move fails. That critical move at that high leverage point, the inflection point of the game, blows up in his face, and they still win because they come back and hit three home runs. You know, that's there's your variance. There's baseballing for you. But the Cubs shouldn't have to rely on variance. Wins shouldn't feel like a relief, and they shouldn't have to rely on variance. You should be winning because you're good, not because you just happen to. And right now,
we're outlining some of the reasons why they're not good. I mean, look at what we were talking about as far as the innings load that your starters are eating up for you. If they're not able to do that, then that's the starting point for why your team isn't good.
Dan in Barrington, you're on WSCR.
You know, per your guys' discussion about this, I think that the league has caught up to not throwing these guys fastballs in the strike zone. It's the inverse of the Mets overwhelming them 2 years ago. That, first off, with Schwarber, I think the umpires did him a terrible disservice the first few weeks of the season, making him expand the zone because he got a lot of bad calls. But irrespective, since then, any of these smart teams are pitching these guys away, particularly down and away, and if it's in the zone, it's junk. And these guys hammer fastballs.
You know, this is without the data, though. I mean, it's all guesswork because we could actually get the pitch effects data and actually look at percentages of what pitches they swing at where and when, and we can determine if that's just, you're hypothesizing here. I'm not saying it's false, but I'm saying we can't really do this without knowing whether or not it's true.
Well, I do know that whether it's on broadcast or some of the guys, like whether it's Madden or someone else that probably does have the data, he has talked about the high fastball being an issue for the Cubs. And in particular with Schwarber, that's where a lot of teams have tried to get him out. Now, here's the thing. You can do that with Schwarber, but you better not miss. And what happens is when you miss with a fastball that it's not on the right height axis,
right,
that's when he destroys it.
Yeah, I don't.
That's when he hits those monster 450-foot shots because you missed in the zone, and he's like, okay, this I can serve somewhere.
Then it's on a tee for him. And the data is referred to, you've got O swing percentage, which is swings at pitches outside the zone, relative to pitches outside the zone, Z swing percentage, which is swings at pitches inside the zone relative to pitches inside the zone. Then you have O contact percentage and Z contact percentage. So we could look at it, and we could also, using pitch effects, we could determine which pitches inside and outside the zone. I don't have the facility with some of these statistical sites to be able to grab that for you as an aggregate team number.
No, I don't have the number, but anecdotally, I can tell you that whether it's JD talking about it or Ron Coomer talking about the scouting reports against the Cubs, and particularly Schwarber, but has been two strike counts, high fastballs. Take a look at where catchers are setting up on two strikes. Mm-hmm. There are guys that are, it happened yesterday, guys are literally standing up and holding the mitt by their chest to tell the pitcher, listen, I'm not kidding. Like, don't mess around, you know, with something that's maybe even letters high. I want it a little higher at the top of the letters, good enough to entice a swing, but not low enough that it's going to cause any damage.
In Kenilworth, Leo, you're on the score.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of outcome bias in all of this. We know how things end with the team. We know that they're struggling. We haven't talked about the fact that maybe they're just weaker this year because they're tired. And to the gentleman who's your co-host, Dan, I don't understand.
My name's Lawrence.
You can actually talk to him.
I'm right here. You don't have to talk through Dan to me.
Why would you wait 3 years through a rebuild and all of a sudden trade assets that you gained for those sacrifices when you have one bad year?
Why are you assuming, Mr. Data, why are you assuming that it's a bad year? I'm saying that you make a trade to make yourself a World Series contender if it gives you an opportunity because you have a chance to win the division.
When you're 31 and 31, this is like the NBA. Why would you
throw away all your assets to win.
Who said throw away all their assets? I said make a trade to go get some pitching.
How are you going to get Alex Cobb? They're just going to sign up and give you him for nothing. You're going to give away a lot for this guy.
All right, so wait a sec.
You're making all kinds of bizarre assumptions.
Really weird assumptions.
Things that have not been said.
How else would you trade for guys? How else would you trade for these assets? You just said that you would trade to make them a World Series contender. What are you going to trade?
They've got a system. They're stocked.
There's a plethora of guys on the major league roster that can't even get at bats right now.
Yeah, but that's why you develop.
You're going to have to give up five guys to get someone like Cobb.
No, you're not going to have to give up five guys to get Alex Cobb.
They're also not when we had Theo on, he said that's not the kind of guy for whom they're going to trade. They trade for guys where they feel that there's value that they have identified that other people haven't.
Perfect. And so you think that won't take something in return?
Of course it does. But that's
why you have to give up something to get something.
How do you think this works?
Of course. But what you just said, you're going to have to give up a lot. You gave up.
You have no concept of what the market is.
More than you do. Come on, man. What do you mean? How do you have a concept and I don't?
What I'm saying is the market doesn't exist yet. The market doesn't exist yet. Nobody has a concept of it.
The market absolutely exists.
It does not until after the draft.
When the Cubs
nothing. Those phone calls don't happen until after the draft.
The draft. Like the draft.
Those phone calls don't occur until after the draft. We don't know what the market is, and you don't know what the market is. You're making wild assumptions because you apparently are just deciding you want to argue.
No.
Yes.
How you answer my question. How are they going to get a starter?
By trading something.
Who are they going to trade?
We don't know what other teams might want.
On what concept are you fundamentally unclear?
I'm unclear on how you're going to trade these assets that you gave up 3 years.
First of all, the purpose of drafting, the purpose of acquiring assets, redundant assets within an organization, there are only 9 spots on a diamond that can be filled by your major league team. The reason why you acquire redundant assets is to move them while you are in your window of contention. That is how this works.
No.
Otherwise, yes, that is yes. That is exactly how it has been articulated by the people who are actually making the decisions. That's how this guy's done. He just wants to argue. As it's been stated clearly, numerous times, by Theo Epstein, by Jed Hoyer, on these airwaves, that there's only a certain number of spots for your major league regulars.
Albert Almora doesn't play. He doesn't play for you. And there are a lot of people who like his profile as a player. If you don't think that the Cubs can win the division this year, then by all means, and as we've said countless times, if the Cubs don't think that they can win the division, then don't make any trades that you don't think are necessary for what your future looks like. But I think that the Cubs can still win this division. I think they can still win this division handily. And once you're in and not in a coin flip wild card game, you want to make sure that you have enough ammunition to compete. And for the Cubs, I think their biggest weakness, even with the problems that the guys have had at the plate, because I think some of those guys are going to bounce back, namely Rizzo. I expect him to be a little bit more of a force going forward, that they have to go make a move to go get some starting pitching. And yes, that might mean one of the guys that you fell in love with, Leo and Kenilworth, gets traded. And you know what? I don't think that these guys, for the most part, will hesitate on that. That they'll make a move that they think will make them better, even if it means giving up someone that they think has an opportunity to be a good player. As a texter correctly points out, Aroldis Chapman.
Cost you Eloy Jimenez.
I mean, it's...
Or Gleyber Torres.
Gleyber Torres.
Eloy Jimenez could end up turning into somebody else.
And you never know. But it put them in a position to win the World Series. And I think that if you're in a position to win a division, not battle for a wild card, then you make trades if they come about.
That's Lawrence Holmes in for Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. Len Casper at the top of the hour. We'll get his thoughts. I think he understands the concept of how trades are done and why trades are made. I think.
I think he's probably got that. You have the score.
World champion Cubs manager Joe Maddon talks with a Spiegel and Parkin show tomorrow at noon on The Score.
Jason's one of the most unusual right fielders you'll ever see. He's got a great sense for watching the hitter and watching foul balls and seeing how well his pitcher's throwing. Yes, I wanted the influence Ian had.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Brought to you by State Farm. Here to help life go right. And by Sam Adams. Pursue better.
You can. Hey, Cubs fans. Ryan Sandberg here for the Original Grain Watch Company, the official timekeeper of the Chicago Cubs. Original Grain has made an extraordinary watch, the Wrigley Field Chrono, an heirloom to be handed down from one generation to the next. For the generations of fans who believed in the Chicago Cubs and supported their journey to become the 2016 World Series champions. Handcrafted, featuring wood reclaimed from the original Wrigley Field green seats. The Wrigley Field Chrono is more than a timepiece, it's a piece of time. Visit originalgrain.com. That's original, G-R-A-I-N.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Peter Gammons joins us.
People tell me that Bryce Harper would prefer to play for the Cubs. I don't think that it's going to be affordable to have Bryce Harper and Chris Bryant on the same team. I'd love to see it. I respect them both so much.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air.
It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Good Lord, David Ross is annoying.
The ovation that he got on Friday just for standing up was ridiculous. Like, you think that Ryan Sandberg and Hawk Dawson and all those dudes rolled into one stood up. Now look up, it's David Ross all dressed in black. This guy is an icon now.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Joe Maddon, what's the solution then if you've tried everything?
We just keep talking. I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Participating local.
Thanks for streaming The Score. The Score's Danny Parkins.
My favorite Chicago sports memory is going to the clinching game for the Bulls' fourth title on Father's Day. Seeing Jordan win his first title after his dad had been killed with my dad on Father's Day is a sports moment that will never be topped.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Peter Gammons joins us.
People tell me that Bryce Harper would prefer to play for the Cubs. I don't think that it's going to be affordable to have Bryce Harper and Chris Bryant on the same team. I'd love to see it. I respect them both so much.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
AUS LLC.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The Yomiuri Giants on Thursday lost their 13th consecutive game, longest losing streak in the illustrious 83-year history of that franchise.
83.
Tanny's not going to miss that, you know. That's the reason for his existence. He lives for stuff like that. This segment is brought to you by AutoZone. Summer heat requires a tough battery. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to start in temperatures of up to 167 degrees. A battery for our world future. They're proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I guess the question is, did Lynn Casper do that on purpose?
Sometimes there's a little pause there. You can hear it.
Lynn's not stupid.
No, he is far from that.
And he's a P1 to this radio station, so
to the point
it wouldn't
of,
shock me.
To the point of pathology. Yeah, he's going to join us in just a moment to talk about the Cubs, so don't go anywhere. You've got the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Dads love steak. I know this. I'm a dad. I love steak. And my dad loves steak, too. So that's two. And that might be anecdotal and not scientific, but I know dads love steak. And that's why I have for you the perfect Father's Day gift. It's from Omaha Steaks. So you know you're getting a terrific product. I've enjoyed Omaha Steaks all my life. And I am enjoying this particular product right now, in fact, because I have this and I'm working my way through it. It's going to take me a while. The Father's Day package for $49.99. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter Dan B in the search bar, and it applies the savings of 80% off. What do you get in the package? You get this. Two tender mild filet mignons, two bold beefy top sirloins, four crispy chicken fried steaks, four juicy boneless pork chops, four all-beef Omaha steak burgers, four award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, a pound of steakhouse fries, four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, and four additional burgers free. It's $49.99. When you go to omahasteaks.com, type Dan B in the search bar and add the Father's Day package to your cart. You must use that code, and the offer ends soon. So do this. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Dan B in the search bar, then grab your dad and fire up the grill.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever Sales Event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever Sales Event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
The 4th is coming, and there's only one place to buy fireworks, and that's Shelton Fireworks. Take I-94 to exit 22B Porter, Indiana. Look for the big red building. They've been in business over 40 years and are exploding with deals for your celebration. Shelton offers the largest selection at the lowest prices. Bypass the high prices of Hammond, Gary, and Merrillville, and head to Porter, Indiana. Take I-94 to exit 22B and look for the big red building or visit sheltonfireworks.com. Shelton Fireworks, home of the big ones.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified